This guided meditation called Leaves on a Stream is one of my favorites because it helps us to observe our thoughts and not feel so wrapped up in them. So I would like to invite you to take a comfortable seat where you have your head above your shoulders, shoulders above your hips, feet planted on the ground, and you feel as though you're sitting upright in an alert way, but not a rigid way. If you would like, you can close your eyes, or if you'd prefer, you can gaze softly at the ground. And I'll invite you to take a walk with me, imagining that we are in a field. And I'll encourage you to really use your five senses to paint a picture of this field in your mind. Perhaps you can feel the sun on your face. Maybe you can hear trees rustling in the background. Maybe you can smell freshly cut grass. And as you paint this picture, we'll start to take a walk together, heading towards a stream. Keep using your senses to paint this picture of us walking through this field towards a stream, noticing any colors of trees, of flowers, of other nature around. Notice the sound of birds chirping or leaves rustling underfoot. Really paint a picture in your mind and bring it to life. Maybe you can feel the wind cool in contrast to the warmth of the sun. And imagine that you can see the stream that we are approaching. You can hear the water trickling. As we approach the stream, we'll start to walk along its banks towards a tree in the distance that hangs over the stream. Notice any branches that you may be stepping on, any other animals scurrying around, even way the branches sway in the wind over the stream. And as we get up to the tree, we'll stop, stand under it, and take a little break. Now, I'll invite you to imagine that leaves are falling from this tree and floating their way through the air, dancing down to touch the surface of the stream lightly. Really bring that picture to your mind's eye. And as you notice each leaf falling softly through the air to land on the surface of the stream, watch it as it starts to drift downstream with the current of the water. Watch as it floats away. Now for this exercise, what I'll have you do is every time you have a thought, notice and observe that you've had the thought. If you'd like, you could even visualize putting that thought into a little bubble, like in a comic strip. And place that thought in the thought bubble on a leaf, and watch it float away downstream. The thought could be anything. It could be, I don't know if I'm doing this exercise right. Or, I wonder what's for dinner tonight. Or, I have a lot to get done. Or, I don't really like this. I'm not good at this meditation thing. Whatever the thought is, it doesn't matter. Just notice that you're having it. Put it in that little bubble and watch it float away. In this way, we can come to realize that our thoughts really do come and go. That they don't stick with us forever. That we aren't our thoughts. We have thoughts. And they drift and they come back. Now, in the same way that you are packaging your thoughts into bubbles and putting them on leaves, you may notice that some leaves may get stuck. Maybe on a rock. Maybe in a cluster of branches or twigs or even a little dam. It may twist around and struggle for a bit as it stays with you trying to break free. That's okay. You can notice that too. But notice how eventually it's able to break free and drift away. You may notice that some thoughts come back. I still want to know what's for dinner. I still have lots to do. I'm still not sure if I'm doing this exercise right. This becomes your practice of noticing even when thoughts return, and just as gently, not judging them for returning, but packaging them up just the same and letting them float downstream. This could also work for emotions. Maybe you're noticing an emotion popping up, like stress, anxiety, sadness, irritation. Notice how you could package that. Put the word irritable. Put the word worried in a bubble. Put it on a leaf and watch it float away. In this way, you can learn with practice to not feel so fused to your thoughts, to your feelings. To know that there are things that you have, but they don't define you. Know that you can come back to this place, to this stream, to this field, anytime. When you need a little bit of space, a little bit of distance from your thoughts or your feelings. As we start to bring this to a close, I'll invite you to walk back with me the way we came, along the banks of the stream, still noticing the crunch of leaves underfoot, back through the field, still noticing the birds chirping and the sun shining. And as you're ready, you can begin to draw attention back to parts of your body. Maybe gently, slowly wiggling your fingers and your toes. Feeling your feet on the ground. Maybe noticing the places where your body makes contact with your chair. Maybe even noticing the places where it doesn't. And as you're ready, if you've closed your eyes, you can reopen them and come back to the room.